So let's start. We'll just sit quietly for a minute or so, just let ourselves settle, and then we'll do this just little, another little exercise, sort of imaginative exercise, kind of a little playing around with this idea of bringing together relaxation and awareness. Now, what I invite you to do is to decide one of your hands is going to embody awareness and the other one is going to embody relaxation. So you could let your hands decide amongst themselves which is going to be which. So let's, having decided, let's start with our hand that embodies relaxation. So we can imagine that our hand contains a liquid which is the essence of relaxation. Maybe our hand has turned into a chalice or a goblet or something valuable. And within it is this wonderful nectar of relaxation. Let's just feel our way into that. Does it have a colour, this nectar of relaxation? How does it feel in our hand? Is it light or heavy? Warm or cool? How is it? Is it bright or dark? it helps, you can just hold your hand in front of you, or you can just imagine, whatever feels right. Now in your other hand, is the nectar, the elixir of awareness. So what's that like? Does that have a color? Is that bright or dark? Is it light or heavy? So now let's become aware of both of them together. So in one hand, this essence, this nectar of total relaxation, and in the other, the essence, the nectar of bright, sharp, clear awareness. Now what we're going to do is we're just going to pour a tiny amount of awareness into the relaxation. And when we've done that, we'll pour a bit more of the relaxation into the awareness. How does that feel? Now we can keep going. Just pouring from one to the other. Relaxation, awareness. Awareness, relaxation. Until eventually, maybe bring our hands together, so we just have one nectar of relaxed awareness. Maybe through that interaction, this nectar is a different color, feels different, looks different. All the qualities of awareness, all the qualities of relaxation, as one. And then finally, we can imagine just taking that essence, that nectar, relaxed awareness, aware relaxation, same thing, into ourselves. We can drink it in. We can just imagine it flowing up our arms from the hands into the body. Just be aware of how that feels. We'll just sit with that feeling for a minute or two. Letting it really soak into us, really permeate our body and mind. So now, still in touch with that easy, relaxed, aware state, let's call to mind the Buddha. The Buddha who's gone beyond all craving, all aversion, all delusion, all drivenness. The Buddha whose whole experience is permeated with relaxed awareness. So as he says in the suttas, if he wanted to, he could sit for a week, completely at ease, completely happy. So calling to mind the Buddha and that completely liberated awareness that he experiences. We'll do this first of going for refuge in call and response, and then we'll have the mantra and we can make offerings. Going for refuge. Compassionate Shakyamuni.
Compassionate Shakyamuni.
Like you, I have seen the sights.
Like you, I have seen the sights.
Of old age, sickness and death.
Of old age, sickness and death.
Like you, I know.
Like you, I know.
That I and all those I love,
that I and all those I love,
will grow older, sicken and die.
Will grow older, sicken and die.
Like you, I have encountered a few.
Like you, I have encountered a few.
Who have found some serenity.
Who have found some serenity.
And so, like you,
and so, like you,
I will give up the ignoble quest.
I will give up the ignoble quest.
After what cannot give true happiness.
After what cannot give true happiness.
Instead, like your followers.
Instead, like your followers.
Across the centuries.
Across the centuries.
I shall follow with all my heart.
I shall follow with all my heart.
The noble quest.
The noble quest.
For peace and freedom.
For peace and freedom.
Love and wisdom.
Love and wisdom.
So from today.
So from today.
I too go for refuge.
I too go for refuge.
To you, Gautama the Buddha.
To you, Gautama the Buddha.
To your peerless teaching.
To your peerless teaching.
And to the community of your followers.
And to the community of your followers.
Who have opened the eye of wisdom.
Who have opened the eye of wisdom.
Please consider me as your disciple.
Please consider me as your disciple.
From this time forth.
From this time forth.
For as long as my life lasts.
For as long as my life lasts.
Oh. Shakyamuni Swaha.
Shabbat.